demonstrate enough heat for the object to incandesce or glow.
Sure.
And 4 minutes, of course, this is only a preliminary estimate on the basis of one report. So we have to underscore that, and hopefully Michael and his state section directors will be able to get out into the field and talk to other people who've seen this, as he will report it was seen from many, many locations in Colorado.
Right.
But in preparation for the program tonight, I pulled down a copy of an old UFO book published in 1956, written by Edward J. Ruppelt, or Ruppelt, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. It's very popular. It's entitled The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects. That was back in the days when the Air Force admitted that they were investigating this type of phenomenon.
Blue book time.
Exactly. And Edward Ruppelt talks about a noted astronomer. His name was Dr. Lincoln La Paz. He was based in New Mexico. He was perhaps one of the world's leading experts on meteorites. And in November of 1948, a pulse of green meteors or fireballs started being seen over the Southwest. It lasted until about January of 1949. I just reread this chapter, and what we're dealing with in Colorado seems like history all over again, deja vu all over again.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to hearing what Michael Curta has to describe for us tonight.
And also, I guess it should be said that Linda was on Dreamland Sunday and consulted with an astronomer who assured her we are not in the middle presently of any sort of said meteor shower or anything like that that would explain what is going on.
That's right. I heard that report and was delighted by Linda's focusing in on this subject, because it is clear that something other than a natural phenomenon is almost certainly taking place here.
That's a pretty strong statement.
The only remaining thing is to get to the bottom of what's going on.
That's a pretty strong statement, Peter.
It is a strong statement, Art, and it's based on a lot of other people who've been saying the same thing about these fireballs for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of characteristics that we look for up here at the National UFO Reporting Center when we get a fireball report that help us establish whether it's just a prosaic meteor. And let me say parenthetically, Art, that I'm fully aware that the Earth is hit by about 10 to the 12th meteors every day of the week.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of meteors.
Yeah.
The overwhelming majority of them are much, much smaller than a grain of sand.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally there are sizable ones, and Linda brought that out in her report on Dreamland. But it appears to me, for a host of technical reasons that I'd prefer not to reveal to our audience quite yet, it appears to me that we're dealing with something other than just the classic rock coming in from space.
All right. All right, do you want to go ahead with that audio report?
Yeah,
is there enough time?
Let me play just about 20 or 30 seconds of what was reported to us just about 2.5 hours ago by this young woman out in Colorado Springs regarding what she had to say, and I don't know how long it goes, Art, it's unedited.
That's all right.
About 20 or 30 seconds is what I think we'll play.
That's fine, go ahead.
Here we go. What'd you see, please?
Well, I was just sitting out, our house is in Colorado Springs, it's the Garden of the Gods,
uh-huh,
on the west side, and I... in Pikes Peak, and there's kind of like a mesa ridge where there's some condos across from us, and then another open field.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I saw this huge bluish, turquoise bluish, most incredible color I've ever seen, light coming, jetting out of the sky. I mean, it was just dropping down at a pretty high speed.
Uh-huh.
But it seemed like it slowed up as it came closer. And instead of just like vanishing, like how a meteorite or a falling star that you've seen, you know, they shoot or they're small and they disappear at a certain height. This thing just kept on coming down towards, it looked like the backside of these condos, the roof, and we're about maybe a city block away from these condos on another mesa.
Uh-huh.
So it was relatively close to our place, but the color of this glowing light, and it stayed blue, the whole street coming down, remained glowing.
How long, what time did you see it, please?
About 8:35, honey, was it? Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
And the weirdest thing about it is, like, I've seen 1,000 meteorites and or whatever falling stars all my life, and I've never in my life seen anything like that.
That's what she reported to us.
Okay.
It was about the size of a full moon, she estimates.
That's gigantic.
Yes, it is. And the interesting thing is, later in my report, I asked her if it changed colors.
Right.
And she said, no, it didn't. It kept the same color. that's very unusual because for a classic meteorite, is my experience, because as they slow down, they cool down very quickly, and that changes the color of incandescence, of course.
Did you get any other reports at the UFO Reporting Center on this?
We have not. We've received only one, but I think Michael Curta will tell us more about that here in the near future.
All right, well, let's bring him on. Michael, what's going on in Colorado?
Boy, I don't know, but something sure is going on. It might be appropriate that we jump back in time a little bit to start out with our first sighting on the 10th of January, and it all kind of ties into to this. So if we can, let's go back to the 10th of January.
Sure.
And that was the start of it. Apparently, just before midnight on the evening of January 10th, the morning of January 11th, Peter actually received this call from the Summit County Sheriff's Office, reported a blue fireball, and Summit County is due west of Denver, the Breckenridge area of Colorado, right along I-70. And shortly thereafter, Colorado Springs Police Department also called, reporting the same thing. What's interesting about this is the report from the Springs and also the other reports that we got from individuals down in the Springs that had called us, they stated that this object came out of the southwest and was heading northeast, which is very unusual for meteors. As you know, they usually come out of the northeast. And they reported it went right over the city. There was an incredible sonic boom that was heard. We've gotten reports from a lady here that Peter reported to me that had stuff knocked off shelves because of this sonic boom. Edward Burke, one of our section directors down in the Springs, called me and stated while he did not see the object, he certainly heard the sonic boom, and it was quite loud. Immediately on the heels of this, three helicopters took off from Fort Carson Army Base, which is located on the southern side of Colorado Springs, in between Peterson Air Force Base and Cheyenne Mountain. And they were flying blacked out, headed northeast in the general direction that this object went. They had no running lights on them whatsoever, witnesses tell us. And Jack Murphy, the curator of the Natural History Museum here in Denver, who's been trying to find a piece of this so-called meteor, laid down a 100-square-mile footprint over the Black Forest area, which is north and east of Colorado Springs, which is about a 40-square-mile area of a very hilly and densely wooded area where he believes this object came down. Apparently, this woman that has her son, I believe it is, had contacted Peter last Sunday, and Peter immediately called me about it, and we've been trying to follow up with him ever since without any real luck.
That was a good report he sent us, I think.
Very good report. And we're trying to follow up with him on that to find out. He believes that this object came down somewhere in the Black Forest area also and apparently drove out to the area where they think it came down and ran into some military personnel that had the area cordoned off.
Oh, really?
And Peter, maybe you can refresh my memory here. I can pull up your email quick and look at it, but I believe that they stated that they were military personnel, had the area blocked off, said that they were doing some type of contamination testing.
What?
That's correct.
In the area.
I'd like to know what kind of contamination testing that was. When did the military start doing contamination testing at random in public areas?
Oh, man.
And this individual has photos. We're looking for.
We're going to get photos?
I hope so.
Well, bless his heart. Boss, bless the heart of anybody with a camera when this kind of thing is going on. All right, gentlemen, hold on. We are at the bottom of the hour. My guests are Peter Davenport, director of the Seattle UFO Reporting Center, and Michael J. Curta, who is state director of Colorado's MUFON. The reason they're here is because something is coming down over the skies of Colorado tonight. This is Coast to Coast AM.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from February 26th, 1998.